chapter 11 next week. So John chapter 10, and we will look tonight at verses 30 through verse 42 of John chapter 10. So Jesus had just finished giving his discourse here about being the good shepherd, and he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And they're given to them eternal life, and they shall never perish." He said, "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And then he says in verse 29, "My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Look what he says in verse 30. "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, ye are gods'? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified, that sent into the world, 'Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, 'John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true.' And many believed on him there." So I and my Father are one. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We pray you could use your word in our hearts. We commit the service to you. Guide us in your truth. We love you. And ask that you speak to each of us tonight. In Christ's name, amen. Even though it's a short verse, it's a very powerful truth. Jesus is claiming deity. And that is exactly why they did take up stones to cast at him. And as we saw over in chapter 8, verse 24, let's turn over there. If you're not willing to acknowledge the person of Christ, which includes his deity, then you cannot be saved. This is very important to understand. When you share the gospel with somebody, you don't just let them know that Jesus died for their sins, but they need to know who Jesus is. He's God in the flesh. He's Jehovah. People need to know that. That's why Jehovah's Witness can't be saved until he's willing to acknowledge the deity of Christ, which is their big stumbling block. But notice John 8:24, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." I am who? I am he. And as we saw in verse 58 of the same chapter, before Abraham was, what? I am. Jesus is the great I am of the Old Testament. Jesus is Jehovah. And declared to be so all throughout the scriptures. Always take a Jehovah's Witness to Isaiah 9:6. Because even in their Bibles, it still declares the deity of Christ, which says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." How can Jesus' name, how can the Son who was given be called Everlasting Father? Unless he is the Everlasting Father. And of course, then we get to the Gospel of John. Remember right at the beginning. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word," what? "Was God." Jesus is God. And we're told in 1 John 5:7, "There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." Now that verse, of course, is missing from a lot of the modern Bibles, but that's not surprising, since various popes along the way hated the Trinity and attacked it and cut it out. So, Jesus is declared to be Jehovah. He is the bodily manifestation of the Godhead or the Trinity. That's why in Matthew 1, the Bible says his name is called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ is the incarnation. That means that God chose to become a man. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh. So he is declared to be Jehovah. He is the bodily manifestation of the Trinity in Jehovah. But all throughout the Gospel of John, he states that when people saw him, they saw God. And this is one of those examples when he says here in John 10, I and my Father are one. But that he didn't just say it there. Let's look at a couple. Look at John chapter 12, verse 45. We'll see this is a theme all throughout the Gospel of John. So look at John chapter 12, verse 45. What does Jesus say here? He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? You're looking at the one that sent me, he said. Then over in John 14, verse 8, look there. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. So there he does it again. And then down in chapter 14, verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Isn't that interesting? Our. Whose? Our. Whose? That's God, the Father, and God the Son. Our abode. But who abides with us after we're saved? The Holy Spirit. There's the Trinity. It's the Holy Spirit that indwells us, but Jesus said, me and the Father will abide with you. That's because they are God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And so the Jews understood this. They knew what Jesus was saying. So go back to our passage there in chapter 10. It says in verse 31, they took up stones again to stone him. They knew exactly what he said. When he said, I and my Father are one, they knew what he meant. Now, this wasn't the first time they took up stones to cast at him for this very same reason. This is actually the third time that they've taken up stones for his declaring his deity. So let's look at the other two, John chapter 5, verse 18. And so in the preaching ministry of Jesus Christ, he openly declared his deity, and the Jews, knowing the scriptures, knew what he was saying. So notice John 5:18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And then go to John 8, which I just mentioned at the end of the chapter. Verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Verse 59, then took they up stones to cast at him. So this is now the third time in the Gospel of John where the Jews had taken up stones to cast at Jesus Christ for declaring that he was God. So when he said, I and my Father are one, he wasn't mincing words, was he? He was making it very clear that he is Jehovah. So then Jesus takes an Old Testament verse that is very difficult to understand. There are a few of those, aren't there? So let's look at it. Psalm 82, verse 6. I reckon that as long as there's some verses in the Bible that we struggle to understand, it just shows us that God's ways are higher than our ways and we'll never understand all of the Bible. So here's the verse Jesus was quoting, Psalm 82, 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. So Jesus was acknowledging, yes, he is a God, but he's also God. And because of their authority through the word, Old Testament judges acted in behalf of God, and That's what this verse is referring to. Now remember, this is a small g. It's not saying God as in the only God of heaven and earth. But Jesus here is saying, even your own Bible, even your own Old Testament says that man can be called God, but only in certain circumstances. And he's saying, I am claiming to be the true God. I'm claiming to be, and as he says in verse 36 of our passage, thou sayest by blaspheme because I say I am the Son of God. And then, of course, 38, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know that and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So he's again declaring, I and my Father are one. So Jesus Christ is Jehovah, and made that very clear more in John than any of the other three Gospels. He declared his deity. And the deity of Jesus Christ is a theme of the entire Bible. Over 100 verses in the Bible declare the deity of Jesus Christ. To deny it is to deny Scripture. That's all there is to it. And verse 39, therefore they sought again to take him. But it wasn't his time. And until it was his time, Jesus often just miraculously slipped through the crowd and moved on. The whole crowd's looking for him. They want to grab him. They want to stone him. Jesus just glides through because he's God. He can do whatever he wants. So it's just a miraculous thing that he did many times. There was one time when they took him up to the edge of a cliff and they were going to cast him off the cliff, and he just walked right back through the crowd and walked away. And everybody looked around like, how did that happen? So when Jesus was taken to the mock trials and to Calvary, remember, it was voluntary. It was a time when he knew, now I have to go through this for man. And so he didn't slip through the crowd. He allowed it to occur, but he allowed it. That's the key. And I love the last verse of the chapter. Many believed on him there. Jesus has declared his person, his deity. Many of the people followed him back to where John the Baptist had baptized and continued to listen to his amazing words. And it says many believed on him. But Jesus Christ, very openly here in John chapter 10, verse 30, declared that he is one with our Creator, Jehovah. Praise the Lord. All through the Scriptures, I and my Father are one. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord.